This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College. This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Daniel Rover Singer describes himself as an impresario who crafts experiences that immerse audiences in a new and fun environment. We had just been talking a moment ago how he was writing plays that he considered mediocre. He has written very non-mediocre stuff that is currently at the Fremont Theater. Rover, you were just telling me about what had happened previously with your writing experiences, but how did you come to write A Perfect Likeness?
Well, the idea hit me one day when I was reading a biography of Lewis Carroll, and I've always been a big fan of Lewis Carroll. I just think Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is one of the most extraordinary little books, and if you've never heard the original book, like out loud, get a book on tape or get a friend and read it out loud, and it'll just make you laugh so hard. It's just such an astonishingly funny book. Please don't assume that Alice in Wonderland is just one of those strange movie adaptations that they make every once in a while. Read the original. So I read a biography of Lewis Carroll, and it mentioned that he had written or wanted to write to Charles Dickens. He asked Macmillan, his publisher, for Dickens' address. And I was very intrigued by that. I thought, well, did he actually write, and did Dickens write back? But there's no evidence of their correspondence. So I thought, okay, I know a lot about Lewis Carroll's life, and I know a lot about Charles Dickens' life. And as individual characters, they're both really fascinating guys. They were both writers, kind of writing in more or less the same era. Dickens was 20 years older than Lewis Carroll. But as theatrical characters, if I just imagined them as people on stage together, I thought, wow, their conversation would have so much potential. And it could be really funny and interesting. And I knew that Lewis Carroll was a photographer who would have loved to have taken Charles Dickens' photo. So I just imagined the whole thing. And then I had to convince myself that I had the chops to sit down and actually write something that would actually be a really solid piece of entertainment. So that was the challenge I set for myself. I wanted to raise the bar for myself as a writer. So when I say that I'm an impresario, that's a word that means, you know, I like to direct and write and perform, and I design sets and I stage manage. I'm one of those people for whom creating theater is an all-inclusive, all-involving process.
Tell me.
So I thought that with everything that I've known my entire life of doing all those things for theater, I must know enough to be able to craft a play that, regardless of what you know about Lewis Carroll or Charles Dickens, that you can enjoy it as a play that is just a great play about two guys.
How do you characterize these two guys? How were they different and how were they alike?
Right. Well, it was basically the difference between one being an extrovert, Charles Dickens, and one being an introvert. Lewis Carroll's real name was Charles Dodgson, and he was not a particularly shy man. But when his book, Alice in Wonderland, became a bestseller, he did not want any personal publicity. He had a great fear of total strangers wanting to come up and meet him and talk to him. He wanted his privacy. So he came up with a pen name, Lewis Carroll, and he never admitted to anyone that he was Lewis Carroll. Sometimes it was a private family thing, but everyone who knew that he was secretly Lewis Carroll was told, please keep this a secret. So he was a rather retreating fellow, didn't really want to put himself out in the world. Charles Dickens was a ham. He was in theater. He loved being a celebrity. He was one of the most famous people in the world, and he loved to travel and meet people and sign autographs. So they were absolute opposites. When I thought about Lewis Carroll wanting to get Charles Dickens into a studio to sit for a photograph, I realized that the contrast in their personalities had a lot of potential for comedy and for the potential drama of them getting to know each other. Both of them had secrets that you wouldn't necessarily just share with a stranger you had just met. And so one of the challenges I set as a writer was, how can I get inside these guys and get them to open up to each other within the boundaries of a conversation in the 1860s? And I managed to do it in a way that audiences just loved. I was just so fortunate in early readings and workshops that the audience totally got that this was a great play about two interesting men, and that you didn't have to know anything about 19th century literature to be able to enjoy how funny and interesting their conversation was.
Without spoiling it or anything, one of the moments in one of these early workshops that the audience really loved, can you share one of those with me?
People will tell you in writing and in performing as well that comedy is really difficult. It's much easier to write something serious. But if you're trying to elicit laughter from the audience, you have to try to to be an audience for your own material. You have to think, does this make me laugh? And then you try it on your friends and your family and you see if it makes them laugh. So developing the funny parts of the show was definitely the biggest challenge. And during the very first reading where I got together 30 friends and I read Charles Dickens and a friend of mine read Lewis Carroll and we put on costumes, wanted to give the illusion of the play as much as we could. And this was the first time we had really read it in front of other people. The lines in the show that got the huge laughs just made me like the happiest warm puppy you could imagine. You take that feeling home with you and it inspires you to bring all the rest of the show up to that same level.
How long did it take you to get the show to that level where you were happy with it, where it's like, yes, that's okay, I can put it on the stage now?
Wow. Well, all the initial research and writing of the first draft that we read for our first audience took about 2 months. So that was, some people might say that's not a very long period of time. That was very concentrated work of me sitting at my desk every day and wearing headphones, noise blockers, so that my family knew, because I don't have a private workspace, leave me alone. I'm in a trance. I'm working. But after those 2 months, after that reading, then there was a period of many, many more months where you tinker. You go for a walk and you carry the play around in your head and then suddenly something will pop into your head and you whip out a pencil and a notepad or your phone so that you can make a voice memo so you don't forget that great idea.
You sound like you knew that this was something special from the first minute that you got the inspiration.
Indeed. And now that this new production is up at the Fremont Center Theater, audiences just adore this show. And it's great to see all the various elements of it all come together.
We may have to come back to this, but I'd love to know what one of your biggest challenges was as a director, in addition to creating the comedy, taking it from the page to the stage.
Sounds good.
When you come back, let's start. What was one of the biggest challenges? And I might just have to interrupt you with the break.
Sure, that's fine. Well, I wear a lot of hats. I'm producing this production. I'm also directing the actors. The actors did the show this summer at Actors Co-op in Hollywood. It was a terrific production, but we had the opportunity to basically move that production to South Pasadena, to Fremont Center. But I was very lucky to get two actors who already knew the show and were already terrific in the roles. So as a director, it was sort of an easy time for me to be able to just fine-tune their performances. And these guys, Daniel J. Roberts and Bruce Ladd, they're just fantastic in the roles. And the critics are all talking about how astounding their performances are. For me, the big challenge was in producing. Producing is a really hard job. So,
and I'm going to have to interrupt you there, wouldn't you know? And let's
sure.
come back to that one. You and I are listening to Daniel Rover Singer, who is the director and writer of A Perfect Likeness, currently running over at the Fremont Center Theater, one-act comedy about Charles Dickens and C.L. Dodgson, better known as Lewis Carroll. We'll be back in a moment here on LanserRadio.org.